House in the West One district of London, and we have a truly cosmopolitan audience in front of us, excited and ready for us to get going. So let us start the show with Paul Merton. And Paul, the subject in front of me is crow's feet. Will you tell us something about crow's feet in just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Well, crow's feet, I suppose, aren't as useful to the crow as crow's wings. We tend to measure distances by how far the crow flies rather than how far is the petition.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition.
Repetition of how far. Yes, Clement, you have a point for that, because you have a correct challenge. You take over the subject. It's crow's feet, and there are 49 seconds available, starting now.
To many people, crow's feet will mean a referral to Sebastian W. Crow, who swam 80 metres underwater in the swimming pool of Totnes in Devon. Crow's feet is remembered...
Stephen Fry, you challenged.
Yes, I doubt that. I doubt many people. Yes, some, it's possible.
I doubt it.
Some
well.
Of the
trouble
small
is,
cast
been very
of phantasms
here.
That
None
inhabit.
None of us can prove it, can we? It could have been that this did happen.
Let's phone
we
him
We could
up.
Prove it with a fight.
So you want him for deviation, do you?
Well, vaguely I want him for deviation, yes, but that's a separate issue, I suppose.
I've got a very fair way of handling this one. Give